Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to begin a study entitled The Gifts of Healing. But before we begin today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together, to open up thy very words, to study them, to be led by the author of your words, the Holy Spirit of God. My prayer today is that you would bless the saint of God who is listening, that they would be strengthened, encouraged by the lesson today, that they would be able to give an answer to those who may come and talk to them about the gifts of healing. Father, we pray also for the lost soul that may be listening today, that never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that this would be the very day from a heart of faith, that they would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to save them, believing in their heart that Christ died, he died for their sins, was buried, rose again the third day, shed his precious blood, and it's his shed blood alone that pays for each sinner's sins, past, present, and future, and secures them a home in heaven. Father, we want to thank you in advance for whatever you choose to do this day. And it's in your Son Jesus' precious name we pray and we give thanks. Amen. The gifts of healing. Now, let's first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, we read the following. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Outside of the use of tongues, the most defining element of the modern charismatic movement is its emphasis on healing. Although some claim that healing can only come as a result of prayer, many other sectors of charismaticism variously teach that God wants you to be always well, that healing is a part of Christ's atoning work on the cross, and or that God can and does work through faith healers today. First, we begin by asking the question, what were the gifts of healing? What were the gifts of healing? First of all, we see that the gifts of healing were an apostolic sign gift. Let's look at some passages of Scripture that show this, that teach this. In Mark chapter 16, verses 14 through 18, again, that's Mark 16, verses 14 through 18, we read the following. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11, that's talking about the apostles, as they sat at meat, and unbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So here we see that the gift of healing was a sign gift given to the apostles. And we see that he appeared unto the 11 because you have to remember that Yes, there were 12 apostles, but Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus, had killed himself, had hung himself. And then we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 43, "And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles." Again, showing that, again, that healing, the gift of healing, was one of the sign gifts given to the apostles by Jesus. And then we read on, following in the book of Acts, chapter 5. In Acts, chapter 5, we read in verses 12 through 15 the following: "And by the hands of the apostles," again, "by the hands of the apostles, were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them." So clearly the verses that we just looked at show that the gifts of healing were an apostolic sign gift. Second of all, as we ask the question, what were the gifts of healing? We've seen, first of all, the gifts of healing were an apostolic sign gift. Second of all, we want to see the gifts of healing were a confirmation from God that the healer was indeed an apostle, or indeed speaking new truth from God. Let me say that again. The gifts of healing were a confirmation from God that the healer was indeed an apostle, or indeed speaking new truth from God. Again, let's look at some verses to back up the statement. In Mark chapter 16, verse number 20, we read the following: "And they went forth." Who went forth is talking about the apostles. "And they went forth preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. So the gifts of healing was one of the sign gifts to show that the healer was indeed an apostle, and the new truth that he was speaking was from God. Look at Acts chapter 14 with me. Acts chapter 14 and verse number 3. In Acts 14 verse 3, we read the following: "Long time therefore abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands." So we see that the sign gifts here, we're talking about in Acts chapter 14, verse 3, showed that what the apostles were speaking, the testimony, giving a testimony under the word of the grace of God, was indeed coming, was a new truth from God, evidenced by the sign gifts, of which healing was one of them. Then in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 2, in verses 3 and 4, we read the following: "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will." Again, the gift The gifts of healing were a confirmation from God that the healer was indeed an apostle or indeed speaking new truth from God. Now, again, we're asking the question, what were the gifts of healing? So far, we've seen the gifts of healing were an apostolic sign gift. The gifts of healing were a confirmation from God that the healer was indeed an apostle or indeed speaking new truth from God. Number three, we want to see the gifts of healing had a 100% success rate. Again, the gifts of healing had a 100% success rate. The gifts of healing involve the Holy Spirit working through an apostle to effect a complete and total healing upon a sick man or woman 100% of the time. There was no partial healings, backfires, or relapses. There was no such thing as a case that was too hard. You see, this is a major problem in the supposed healings affected by modern charismatic faith healers, where some of the sick cannot be healed, or the healings are unseen, partial, or promised in a few days. As we see that the gifts of healing had a 100% success rate, I want to say this, and back it up by Scripture. All who came to Jesus, all the apostles, were healed. Let's look at some verses that back up the statement, all who came to Jesus, all the apostles, were healed. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 15, we read the following. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him. And here it is now. And he healed them all. Did you hear me? And he healed them all. 100%. Luke chapter 6, verse 19. We read the following. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Let's look at Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, verses 12 and 16. We read the following. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. There came also a multitude out of the cities around about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits. And they were healed, here it is, every one. So we see here, the gifts of healing had a 100% success rate. And we looked at some verses that showed all who came to Jesus or the apostles were healed. Now, a second thing. The gift involved complete and guaranteed healing. Again, the gift involved complete and guaranteed healing. Turn with me to Mark chapter 16, if you would, and let's look at verse 18 together. We read the following, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And again, this is in Mark 16, where Jesus is giving the apostles these sign gifts, and we have a guarantee. He says, they shall lay hands, the apostles shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Because this apostolic sign gift is not valid for today, we see that the majority of healings that take place in healing meetings by supposed faith healers are for things that cannot be seen. For example, migraine headaches, backaches, and other internal unobservable maladies. Jesus and the apostles, however, dealt with observable complaints that were impossible to remedy by human methods. Things such as blindness, deafness, permanent lameness, and missing limbs. You often heard the term maimed in the scripture, meaning missing limbs. Healing those with missing limbs is usually beyond the scope of medicine. Once those limbs are truly gone, such restoration is beyond the scope of modern so-called faith healers. But it was not beyond the power of God, as wrought through Jesus and the apostles. Let's look at some verses of scripture. First, we want to look at Matthew chapter 18, verse 8. We read the following. Wherefore, if thy hand or foot offend thee, cut them off, and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. Now look at Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 to 31. Matthew 15, verses 30 to 31. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorify the God of Israel. Again, we're looking at some things regarding the gift of healing. We've seen so far the gifts of healing were an apostolic sign gift. The gifts of healing were a confirmation from God that the healer was indeed an apostle, or indeed speaking new truth from God. Number three, the gift of healing had a 100% success rate. And the fourth thing we want to see is the gifts of healing were 100% effective, independent of the sick person's faith. Let me say that again. The gifts of healing were 100% effective, independent of the sick person's faith. You see, a common excuse among today's supposed faith healers for their failure is a lack of faith on the part of the sick. The assumption is that the person was not totally healed because they did not have enough faith, and that a healing would have been forthcoming had their faith been stronger. Let's look at some things now regarding this. On some occasions, Jesus and the apostles did heal in response to one's faith. Let's look at some verses that show us this. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 28 to 29, we read the following. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to thy faith be it unto you. Then in Mark chapter 10, verse 52, we read the following. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Then in Luke chapter 8, verses 47 to 48, we read the following. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people, for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole, go in peace. And then finally in Acts chapter 14, verses 9 to 10, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet, and he leaped and walked. Again, we looked at some verses that showed on some occasions, Jesus and the apostles did heal in response to one's faith. Now, we see on other occasions, Jesus and the apostles healed when the sick demonstrated no faith at all. Let's turn now to Mark chapter 2. And we want to look at verses 2 through 5. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. We see in the passage here, there's no mention of this man's faith is made. Jesus saw the faith of his four friends. See, we're looking at verses to show us that on some occasions Jesus and the apostle healed when the sick demonstrated no faith at all. Now look in Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3 with me, verses 4 through 7. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Again, we want to see that nothing is said of this man's faith. The context indicates that he was not expecting a miracle and was healed irrespective of whether he had faith or not. Although many of the New Testament references to miraculous healings mention the person's faith, the majority do not. There is not one example in the New Testament of someone who did not have enough faith to be healed. Again, we are looking at how the gift of healing, or the gifts of healing, were of 100% effective, independent of the sick person's faith. Now we want to see how on one occasion, the only miracle Jesus could perform in the complete absence of faith was to heal. In Mark chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, we read the following. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went around about the villages teaching. And then in James, the responsibility for enough faith to heal rested upon the healer and not upon the sick. Looking in James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. James 5, 14 through 16, we read the following. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. What I want you to note is this, that praying for a person to be healed is entirely different matter than the miraculous gift of being able to heal instantly with the spoken word or the laying on of hands. Again, today we've been looking at what were the gifts of healing. So far we've seen the gifts of healing were an apostolic sign gift. Second, the gifts of healing were a confirmation from God that the healer was indeed an apostle or indeed speaking new truth from God. We also saw, number three, that the gift of healing had a 100% success rate. And then the fourth thing we have seen today is the gifts of healing were 100% effective, independent of the sick person's faith. And next time we'll finish up on that, as we saw today, what were the gifts of healing. Our time is just about over here on the Pastor Study. This is Brother Gino Cassieri. I want to thank each and every one of you today for joining me for the Pastor's Study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.